Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, May 27, 1815, the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette brought to its readers' attention the names of several missing enslaved persons. On the front page of the paper was a notice for Jemmy Jean, who was described as tawny-skinned and 5'7 or 8. Jemmy belonged to the estate at Black Bess, but was previously owned by a Mr. Samuel Drayton. The reward to have Jemmy returned was 50 shillings, which would be rewarded by Mr. William Drayton. The Drayton family seemed to own multiple plantations at the time, between which Jemmy Jean and his family members were divided. His father Doster was enslaved on Thicket Plantation, while his brother Ned was living at Philip Drayton's estate at Edge Hill. Certainly, this separation of enslaved individuals with no regard to family connections prompted many escapades. The second runaway named was Quasheba, a short woman of just 5 feet tall, slender, and with a mole on her upper lip. It was believed that she was being harbored at Silver Pond Estate because of family connections. This family was owned by Mr. Perch, but Quasheba's husband was enslaved there. She was also well known as a huckster who tended to sell her goods from the said estate to St. Anne's Garrison. Henry Clark was offering $6 to anyone who could apprehend her, and an additional £5 to anyone who could assist in convicting her accomplices. Mr. W. Bascom also sought assistance in the recapture of a missing person, this time a young black woman by the name of Mary Hannah. She was described as short and only 19 years old, but was already quite evasive. He noted that she had made it a habit to escape from her owner's property at even the most minor of inconveniences. Therefore, even at her age, she was well acquainted in Bridgetown as well as in St. John. $4 was the reward for anyone who could place her in the cage, and another $4 to those who could confirm the names of those facilitating her absence. The paper also provided a list of the 12 runaway enslaved persons who had already been captured and were presently confined in the cage. Some of these included Patience, who belonged to Rebecca Fell, Ali, who was the property of Mr. Reddish, and even John, who belonged to Deshier of Guadeloupe. The sheer determination of the enslaved to overcome the restrictions of slave society and reconnect with their family members was reflected by all of these notices published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, May 27, 1815.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.